now.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. In Jabalia, in the northern Gaza Strip, it was the focus of Israeli strikes overnight and fighting on Sunday, with Israel saying that it had achieved almost complete operational control of northern Gaza. Israel said it attacked about 200 targets in Gaza over the past day. The Palestinian Civil Defense on Saturday also released grim video, saying it showed a team of its workers wrapping bodies in white shrouds in Gaza's Jabalia. The video also showed the recovery of an apparently burned corpse from under rubble. The Israeli military says 14 soldiers have been killed in some of the bloodiest days of the battle in Gaza since the start of Israel's ground offensive in late October, and Gaza's health officials say more than 20,000 Palestinians have been killed since the war began. The Indian Coast Guard was seen on Sunday escorting an Israel-affiliated merchant vessel that had been struck by an uncrewed aerial vehicle a day earlier. More from Tommy McNeil.
India news agency ANI identified the merchant vessel as MV Kim Pluto, carrying crude oil from Saudi Arabia. Citing Indian defense sources, ANI said the tanker had around 20 Indians on board. The hit on the vessel follows drone and missile attacks in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthis who say they're supporting Palestinians under siege.
VOA's Tommy McNeil. A spokesperson for Yemen's Houthi group said on Sunday that a missile from the U.S. battleship targeting Yemen's naval forces in the Red Sea exploded near a Gabon-owned ship. The Pentagon hasn't released a statement at this time. The leader of Houthis warned on Wednesday they would strike U.S. warships if the Iranian-backed militia was targeted by Washington. For additional